content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners. Great to have your company.
This is your local community radio station.
2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Ollie from Seven Hills, Layla Park. Grew up there, been there all my life. With me is my host, Joshy H. Yeah, I just want to say hello to my mum, Sam. She's listening in. This is Ollie, and I just want to say I love you very much, and I'll be home to you soon.
So I'm here with my boy Ollie, Joshua H. I just want to give a shout out to Leanne, my mum, and my little brother Lahai there. It's your boy here on the radio. Not spinning out. I love yous.
Yeah, CDT, it's a good place to be. It's an intensive drug treatment program. The best thing that's happened to me in jail, by far. Getting out about this program from a cellmate I had in my first leg and named Whitey. He'd done the program and he told me all about it and told me how good it was. And from that moment, I thought, you know what, I want to do that program. It sounds really good. I never spoke up to my lawyer and I missed the boat, that sentence, and I was spewing. But this sentence, I thought about it and I thought about it, and more people started telling me about it, and I thought, you know what, this time I'm going to ask for it and hopefully I get it, and I did get it.
So I'm here with my boy Ollie, Joshua H. I'm in the CDTC drug program in Park Lee in Sydney.
2SER 107.3 FM, this is Jailbreak. So, Joshy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 25, born and raised in the suburbs of Cabramatta. Now live in the city. I'm in here doing a two-year stint. I'm a Barkindji man. Mum's grandmother's from Wilcannia. Mum's grandfather's from Broken Hill. Just a little town out from Broken Hill called Menindee. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Drop dead gorgeous. I love all my niggas in green.
Coming up, we got a few great songs coming up by YG, Bone Thugs and Harmony, some mad tracks coming up.
We're going to kick it off with one of my favourite songs, it's First Day Out by T Grizzly. It relates to us, it comes from our point of view about our first day out of prison. You know, sometimes we may be able to beat the system. Enjoy this.
Just a warning, some bad language coming up in the next track, in this next rap. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
These niggas prayed on my downfall.
Hey, what?
These niggas prayed on my downfall. Ooh. On R10, bitch, I stood tall.
You did?
Show these disloyal niggas how to boil. Go get a thermometer for the pot. I need this shit cooked right. Let's keep that water 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? Nigga, you ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit. Ask niggas to plug me. They act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me not driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama fucked. Keep the hoe from near me, Kilroy. Remember when I used to use your L's to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? Move, remember when you had them green things mailed with vacuum seals, trying not to have them green things smell? Feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. I fuck with bitches. My body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you could take that up with the lawyer. My nigga Finkel J Money, Brightmo Low Project Joe will tell you every day before school. I sold a half bow. How you think I won best dressed with no support and had them paid lawyers coming in and out of court? Hey, Wando, ATO, ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the pre-trials, after the status, after them impact statements, after the castle. Hey, JR, nigga, ain't it a blessing? We made it out of Lansing after all that happened.
That bitch, nigga.
After Michigan State, after Hubbard, when our mans told on us them bands they took from us. Joy Road, bitch, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile, knock your bitch down better than niggas. I'm at home when I'm down there in Lexington, nigga. About the king, they gon' drop you in, who next to you, nigga?
Go get it.
Said Lil T, get ahead of them niggas. When you take off, I'll look back and try to rescue them niggas. I kill his mans to make sure you get the rest of them niggas. Don't let them get the best of you, just get the revenue, nigga.
Let's get it.
So let me know what you can handle, okay? Come grab it. Here goes some extra. So if I'm busy, you can manage. Fiends happy bling dancing, needing $60 salary.
Right,
get it there and back. Tell the feds I need a challenge. My first offer was 30 years, not a day lower.
Nigga, what?
I told them crackers holler at me when they sober. Hell, on parole. I'm a felon. You think I ain't got that blow? story, yeah, you right, bro. Take his head off his fucking soul. You hear me? Hit the rollie stove with the rollie on. Who was our getaway car, Jag portfolio? You hear me? Hey, I heard I had some sneak dishes. Whoever feeling hot, that AR got a heat sensor. Cuz said don't entertain them hungry niggas. I wish I would pay attention to these homeless niggas. Go call my phone, I don't wanna do no song with niggas. And tell your bitch to tighten up before I bone her, nigga. I don't know you niggas. Fuck wrong with niggas. Through these white buffs, I can see the hoe in niggas. Free my nigga Perico, that boy be hooing niggas. Shoot the smile off your face, I don't joke with niggas. Boy, I can't trust you with that strap if you ain't got no bodies. Boy, I can't take you on no lick if you ain't robbed nobody. You ain't no shooter, you can't do that shit without no molly. I came home and had the hoes wetter than Kalahari. 30 months ago, niggas ain't think that I was coming home. Shout out to them niggas freaks that I've been coming on. Get them to the crib, bust them down, now bitch run alone. This SK and get to shaking like it's something wrong. 30 bands two times, watch this money clone. The feds say my name hot like when the oven on. Bitch, I came home to my little brother gone. Niggas say they looking for me, pull up in the scuddy zone. Who said I'm a snitch? You just heard a lot from him. Better check the black and white, that paperwork of all for him. Zero toleration for that nigga, take his life from him. He don't want that pistol plate, okay, I Tyson him. I ain't hear from bitches when I had them blues on. So soon as I'm done fucking, put your shoes on. I'm on parole in two states, I can't move wrong. The feds trying to build a case, I can't move wrong. I went to trial back to back, bitch, I'm 2-0. State of Kentucky banned me from Mary Jury stuff. See, I can't even be in public with my hoodie on. Michigan State don't want them here, they don't know what he on. I know they prayed on my downfall.
I already know that.
I know they prayed on my downfall. Oh no, a 10, bitch, I stood tall.
Oh, 10 toes, nigga.
Show these first day out by T Grizzly. So, Ollie, how'd you find that track?
Yeah, that was mad, bro. It just made me feel like when I got out, how good it was. And yeah, I can relate to that one.
So, you listening to Jailbreak?
2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak.
I'm here with my boy Ollie, and I'm Joshua H.
So, Joshy, bro, tell me how's your time going, yeah?
Good. You got me out of my room, I'm training every day, so time's gone heaps better.
Yes, man, bro, as you know, just training with you, trying to stay healthy and that. Just trying to keep a positive mind and stay good for when I get out this time, you know?
So for all you people that want to maybe give CDTC a crack, if you're on the New South Wales jail system and you're looking to get out of jail or address your drug issues, CDTC is located in Park Lee. Conquer your drug problems, even just to get out of Maxa for a bit. Your time here gets cut in half. Just say you're doing a 3-year lagging. You do pretty much 18 months and you're gone. You're home. After 6 months, you're on stage 2. You'll be out every day, going to work release. Pretty much every single day you're outside in the community. You can go home with your parents. You can go to the gym. You can just go to the library and read up a bit. If you want to get here, you've got to get referred by the judge to the CDTC program. You'll go through 3 interviews, and hopefully after your 3rd interview, you're facing the drug court and, you know, potentially getting accepted. If I wasn't here right now, I'd be in maximum security, still with 18 months to go. And in 5 months, I'm going to be home. I'm going to be sitting down at my family dinner table at Christmas time, having Christmas dinner with my mum, so it's a plus.
This program just really taught me to take a step back and really think about what's going on and not just make assumptions and jump into what I think's right. It doesn't just have to be about drug use, it could be about your thinking and how to control my thoughts and my behaviour patterns and just what makes you tick. Realising that some of my thoughts and my actions come from my core beliefs, and it's not just something I can change overnight. It's something that's been built into me for a long time, and where I'm from and how I grew up and who my role models were when I was younger and the wrong people I looked up to. I thought they were cool when really I was looking up to the wrong people. It's just gonna cause me to come back to jail. Life for me growing up was pretty easy at times. Just live with my single mum, who did an extraordinary job. Family was good, fairly close. My mum's parents and my dad's parents, pretty close. My mum's parents are in Sydney. My dad's parents are in Port Macquarie. I just lost contact with my dad's parents for no reason, no fault of their own. I just sort of stopped trying, I suppose. I don't know why. I grew up as an only child. I really longed for a brother or a sister or even just cousins. I didn't have close cousins. All my cousins live far away. I was a real goody-goody when I was younger, a bit of a loner. So when I got older and I found that group of mates that I eventually started smoking pot with. It was just what I've been waiting for all along. Like, I feel like I just fit straight in with them. Where are these mates been? Why didn't I have these mates when I was younger? I just clung to it, and they're my family to today, you know? Everyone says that they're bad for me or we're bad for each other. They're my mates and they're my family. Mum comes to see me every Sunday if she can get out here. Good to see her every week. Mum notices that I'm more positive and I'm looking healthier. I've done it before, you know, she's seen me do it before, and so she's still a bit, she knows that I can screw it up as quick as I can fix it. So she's the one person that I'd like to be proud.
CDTC, Park Lee, and I'm here with my nigga Ollie. I'm Josh H, by the way.
Great to have your company.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. Me personally, I've never put my hand up and asked for help. I've always had a lawyer say, oh, this would be good or that would be good. And I've said, oh yeah, sweet. I've never actually personally said, look, I need help. I want to do this because I need help. I've just seen it as a get out of jail free card or some scam again, or get out of jail or look good for a bit and I can go under the radar. I've never put my hand up myself and said, listen, I need help. But if I had the right goals back then, maybe I could have. My goals are, when I get over to stage two, I'm going to try and look for work. I'd like to get a trade eventually, go to TAFE. I wouldn't mind getting my tickets to do scaffolding, a bit of road traffic control. Anything that make me earn honest money, work or TAFE, they're both good opportunities I'd like to get into. It might be boring now, but it will lead into a brighter future. I'll be able to set myself up for the long run. Everyone who's got money to this day, who's well off, who have got a bit of money in their pocket, they all started at the bottom and they all had to work their way up to something and start a family and buy a house. And every job you start in, you always got to be the shit kicker. You just keep hard at it and it's always come out brighter at the end. And that's where I want to start off. I want to do all that stuff. It's what's going to get my life back on track. Here's another mad track for you boys and girls out there. This is Bick and Back Being Bull by YG. I'm Ollie, I'm here with my mate Joshy H, and this is Jailbreak.
Jailbreak's brought to you on
2SER 107.3 FM.
For listeners, just a warning, some bad language coming up in the next track, in this next rap.
Unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
It's that motherfucking gangster shit, nigga.
I'm just Bick and Back Being Bull. 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 I'm just Bick and Back, Bick and Boo, Bick and Boo, Bick and Back Being Bull. I'm just Bick and Back, Bick and Boo, Bick and Boo, Bick and Back Being Bull.
Pull up on the block like why? Fuck the police, niggas better call the SWAT.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. Bick and Back Being Bull, coming to you from the inside. Ollie and Joshy H.
Here at the CDTC.
It's an intensive drug treatment program. It's a good safe place for all the boys to get off the drugs here and think about your recovery.
They're mad on urine on us all the time, so probably getting urine 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, the reason we get urine here so much is it's an intensive drug treatment program. They just want to make sure we're clean and everyone's safe in here and there's not drugs getting around. Yeah, you get used to it, you know. When I first got here, I couldn't really piss on cue, but, you know, you get over it.
I got a dirty urine probably about 2 weeks ago. When I got a dirty urine, I was gutted. So they took my rewards off me. Once a week here, we get rewards. So it may be like a tub of ice cream, chicken breast, and every week you go up. To go up to $10 and you get stuff from Coles in it. So if you get a dirty urine and done like a little interview with me, asked me why I use drugs, and yeah, that's pretty much it. They just take your rewards off you. If you keep doing it, you may get kicked out of the program, which none of us want. I don't really care about the rewards. It's just more of a disappointing my mum.
Come over there, mate. Come straight to you. I'm sure you mates out there listening and tuned in. I hope you're all comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew. Enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them naked.
gave you thoughts filming on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down your chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts filming on repeat.
Went from painting trains to playing the jail game. Learning quick, hoping not to get sticked. Mum was shocked hearing I was running from the cops. Caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town. Drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out. Looking at the needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share. Just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from a jail cell. And if the Grim Reaper coming on, going straight
caught
to hell.
In the game, locked down your chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts filming on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down your chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts filming on repeat.
My mum had me when she was locked up for armed robbery. So I grew up in Sydney with my foster family. My tribes were at jury. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story. Keeping on the low key till the day they set me
it's
free.
It's me, Scotty T and Mr. Murray. Getting high on life doing ish that's funny. Till a screw catches you and takes your money. And we got nothing left, so it's not so funny. Trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out for God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way. So you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down your chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts filming on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down your chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
Growing up in Kempsey was a place to be. And there's no feet, you can lurk for free. Stay alert, and you see the cops chasing me. Cause I'm just another dungutty brother caught up on the streets. Running amok, doing drugs and not thinking. Feeling like the Titanic as I'll be sinking. It's all the same, I play the game. I take the blame, and I don't say a name. This brother has a plan. I don't wanna be that old man in and out of jail. Man, it's time to take a stand. I'll take a hand, tell my baby daughter blessed. I will see you again.
Late at night, when I'm laying in my bed, thinking about all the crazy shit I ever did. And yeah, I'm surprised that I even survived. Cause life is a cruel game, I'm trying to stay alive. And I know it isn't fair, they're the cards you were dealt. And I got no one to blame but my own damn self. Keep rolling, keep strolling, and focus on getting my parole. And keep your head held high, looking up to the sky. Even after 7 long years, my spirit's still alive.
Caught Up, featuring The Last Connection. The musical collaboration between young Aboriginals in the prison system and the award-winning Aboriginal hip-hop group, The Last Connection. Caught Up is also on the DVD. If you'd like to see Caught Up, the DVD, in your centre, talk to the welfare to get in touch with Jailbreak.
You've been pounding on those weights, cuz.
You heard about them new treatments for Hep C, bro?
Aren't you on the Hep C treatment, cuz?
Yeah, a few weeks already.
Not feeling sick, eh? Not losing any weight?
Nah, sweet. And they say it's working for me. A few more weeks off the pills and I'm sweet.
No interferon, bud, eh?
Yeah, they say a good chance of the cure. Put your form into the nurse today. Besides, you've got time in here anyways, there's no hassle. If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
So I'm here with my boy Ollie, Joshua H. I'm in the CDTC drug program in Park Lee.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak.
So how's your time going?
So yeah, CDT, it's a good place to be. It's an intensive drug treatment program. The hardest thing I've had to do so far is definitely talking about my issues. Yeah, the toughest thing for me has been talking to the counsellors. I never spoke to anyone about anything in my past before. I learnt that I can, with the right encouragement, I can talk about all sorts of things. I've never done group work before. Bringing up the past, I've always just dodged it and give short little answers. I think I kept it all to myself before because I was ashamed to speak up and I thought it was weak to talk about my issues, or thought the issue wasn't even that big of a deal to talk about. Yeah, I didn't really know why I was acting out. I was just embarrassed, I suppose. I didn't really want to talk to anyone about it. It was just easier to keep it inside and snap if I had to. I've learnt to talk about my feelings and share what I'm thinking. It's not scary talking about yourself. When you talk about yourself and any issues you have with your peers, they accept it. They don't judge. I just felt very welcomed, and yeah, I didn't think it'd be like that in group, but it's really good. The only way you're going to get past it is by talking about it. And the further you dig, the more past you bring up, and the more things you find out about yourself, it's the only way you're going to be able to fix it. As long as you've got a good group of boys around you, you can talk about your past easily. And yeah, I suppose I just learned that I need to speak up. I can't let things build up and bottle stuff up because it's just toxic. It's no good for you to bottle anything up. Just to talk about my problems, even if it's not with the counsellors, even if it's just with my mates in the yard, it's better out than in. Makes me feel happy to improve and get things off my chest, not have to hold on to everything, and it just feels like a great weight lifted off my shoulders. Yeah, it just makes things easier, just to be able to talk about things and not bottle them up or just resort to violence because you don't know how to talk about your issues, you're just confused and you just resort to being violent all the time. And
to all the boys out there in green, all my brothers and sisters, you're tuning in to
2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak.
I'm Josh H, by the way. How yous all doing? Jailbreak may come to your jail sometime, so I want yous all to have a go, and hopefully I'll hear yous all on the radio soon. Doing this radio gig's been good. It's got me to talk, got me out of class. I'm just joking, I wanted to be here. It's good, you know, just me and my boy Ollie here kicking back, you know, on a beautiful Monday afternoon, just kicking back on the radio.
Being on radio feels a bit intimidating at the start, but once you get one of your mates here, like Joshy H is here with me, we just, you know, we relax and come out and we can say what we want after that, you know. It might be a bit hard at the start, but it's good. You learn things about yourself you never knew. Why don't you have a go? All you got to do is get your SAPO at your local jail to get in touch with you, the Jailbreak, and they can come to you. You can do a radio program just like this.
When you're looking to address your drug issues, CDTC is located in Park Lee in Sydney. This program, McCrack, gets you out of jail too.
I've never done group work before. You got to listen to the whole group. It's not just about you. It's everyone's opinion and everyone's experiences. You got to learn not to judge anyone else's experiences. People have been through things a lot worse than me, and I just got to, I can't judge. When I had the sharing group, I just felt real intimidated and scared, and I got real hot, and I didn't really know how to cope with it. Once you do it a couple of times, it gets a bit easier and easier, and you know you have to do it.
Yeah, I relate to a lot of what Ollie is saying. This drug program here, you've got to swallow your pride a lot here. It's anti-violence, so there's no violence here. If you get caught having a fight, you'll get kicked straight out. You really got to practice the skills that you learn here, and you got to learn to sort your problems out verbally. It really does challenge you. You've got to really put your skills in the place, what you learn here. So just say me and Ollie have a disagreement, which we never will. We can't just go into a room and fight. We've got to talk it out, practice our skills, you know, because none of us want to get kicked out.
I think I took drugs because all my mates were doing it. I looked up to them and I thought they were my family, and it was just easy. They were doing it, so why shouldn't I? They look happy and they're having fun. I want to have fun too. Yeah, it was just easy to take drugs, and it was fun at the time. And when I was younger, it was all innocent fun, and we were smoking pot and we were laughing. And then, you know, we'd have a pinger on the weekend, and now we're mad. We felt good and off our heads, and everyone just felt like that. One big family, and everyone cared about you, and it was good, you know. And then when I got older, it just turned into a who can make more money and who can do bigger crimes. Because you're working up to it day by day, you don't see the steps. You're working into it. I didn't jump from smoking cones to shooting up ice. That took years, and you don't see it as you're going along. It's just something that you slowly work it up to worse and worse. At the time, you think it's better and better, but slowly you look back on it. All them years, you were just preparing yourself to nothing, like you were just going to do jail. If I knew that when I was 14, I don't think I would have kept going the way I was going. I would have pulled up. Everyone told me, when all the older people said, listen, mate, if you do what you're doing, if you don't go to school, you're going to regret it, and you're going to go to jail, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. I said, no, whatever, mate, you don't tell me, I'll do whatever I want. I thought I was a tough little kid, you know. And everything they said happened, and I was in rehab and then jail, and I got it under control, and I can quit whenever I want to quit. I just don't want to. That was my favourite saying. Oh, I sleep when I'm dead, or I can quit when I want to quit, I just don't want to. So the crime started getting more and more, and I was going out every day and every night, and I was doing more busts, and I was doing 3 to 4 busts a night, where usually I'd do one a week if I felt like it. But when I got older, about 18, 19, it just started rolling out of control, and I feel myself slipping away, and I just didn't care. I just needed more ice, and I just kept going, and I didn't want to stop. Until I did stop one day, and I had a look at myself, and I just knew that something was wrong and I had to get help. And I did for a bit. I went to Queensland and I went to a rehabilitation centre up there. I stayed in there for 15 months. I completed the program, became an intern, started a youth work course, a TAFE in youth work, and I was better than I've ever been before. One thing led to another, and I started slipping again, and I started smoking pot again, and long story short, I got kicked out of the rehab. The week I got kicked out of the rehab, I started injecting drugs again, and even faster downhill after that. I came back to Sydney and just went crazy and just tried to do as much crime, make as much money as I could, and sort of catch up for all that time that I was away, and I was doing good, and I felt like I was just cheating myself, and I just had the most negative thoughts that I could ever have. I did my first sentence in jail, and that was 3 years. And I told myself that whole sentence, I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again. And I was out for 10 weeks, and I came back in for 3.5 years. Yeah, this time I found this program, the CDT program at Park Lee there. It's really opened my eyes, and it's the only time that I've been drug free from my own free will. Wanted to do it, not just because I was in a bubble, but here I want to do it.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us. Write to Jailbreak 2SER, Post Office Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales 2007. It's 2007 for the postcard people.
Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal people, the traditional custodians. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present.
Tune in again next week, same day and time on Community Radio Network.
Until then, take care, keep your head up and stay strong.